We turn now to New York Times Magazine ethicist Randy Cohen, who joins us every other week from our New York Bureau. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Jennifer.
So, Randy, the dilemma you're asked to sort out today could be seen as a life or death matter. It comes from Russell Ainsworth of Chicago, Illinois. We also have him on the line. Hello.
Hello, Jennifer.
Can you summarize for us your problem, please?
My problem relates to donating blood. Currently, the blood banks have a policy where they prohibit people who have lived in certain countries in West Africa from giving blood, dating from 1977 to the present. I lived in Nigeria in 1979 through 1981 when I was a small boy, from ages 4 to 6. Now I'm confronted with the, I'd like to give blood, but if I answer the question truthfully, then I would be barred from the blood bank from giving blood, even though I know that I'm healthy, HIV negative, and otherwise eligible to give blood.
And you're not the only one affected by this, I understand.
That's correct. My wife is also affected because, well, she's slept with me, and which also prohibits her from giving blood because she's slept with somebody who has lived in Africa during the relevant time period.
Wow.
Thus, she's prohibited. The interesting thing about her blood is that she's a universal donor. She also has Rh negative blood, and she has a lack of a special antibody that makes her blood particularly useful in serving premature babies. So she's been contacted by local blood banks in the past to give blood because of the unique nature of her blood.
Well, Randy, what do you think?
So the question is, I take it then, may you lie in order to give blood, right?
That's correct. And the dichotomy here is that in the past I have lied and given blood.
I'm going to have to call the cops now.
Yet my wife, who is much more rule-following than I am, has told the truth and has thus not given blood, even though her blood is much more valuable than mine.
Mm. I do think there are times when we may tell a small lie in pursuit of a large good, but I don't think this is one of them. I think you absolutely must answer honestly here for a number of reasons. It's not just your blood that's at issue. The whole integrity of the screening process would be compromised if it were known that donors routinely lie whenever they feel confident about their own health. That's not a good thing. The other thing is that really accurate information is important beyond that immediate screening. That's sometimes the way the scientists have developed future screening methods. I know that transfusion-borne hepatitis C has only been screened since 1992, and a great deal of what was learned about how to do that was learned through the donor demographics, where people had lived, what kind of medical histories they have. Fortunately for you, if you're as devoted as you are to helping with these efforts to give blood, something everyone who can should do, we should say right away, everyone who can give blood should give blood. The Red Cross and other blood agencies are thrilled to have you do volunteer work in their blood drives, even though you can't donate yourself. There is much you can do. And even beyond being a blood donor, I'm here to bring you some wonderful news that throughout the world, even in your own community, there is no shortage of hunger, violence, racism. There's all manner of injustice and suffering. And there's much good that can be done to fight these things so that even if you can't give blood, you will have no shortage of good things to do.
So no blood.
Do you feel better now knowing about all the misery?
Well, at least I won't have to get woozy again at the blood draw.
I guess, Mr. Ainsworth, now you've basically gone public and admitted you checked the wrong box on that form before. If anyone's paying attention at blood donation centers, they might not want to see you again. You're not going to try it again, though?
No.
But don't let that inhibit you from calling to check about you and your wife.
Right.
If there are other screening methods.
What I can do.
And if you're concerned about getting caught, you could call, you know, and use a saucy French accent. You know, I want to know about the blood, you know, hypothetically. You know, I don't do a French accent. I'm sorry. I don't know what that was. But yeah, you needn't identify yourself to ask these kind of general health questions.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
If you're wrestling with an ethical question, drop an email to watc@npr.org. Put the word ethics in the subject line. Give us a phone number where we can reach you. Randy Cohen, thanks again.
Thank you, Jennifer.